These are four randomized studies. The first three you probably know about. The fourth one was just published last week in Lancet Oncology, and so maybe you haven't heard about it yet. And these studies, I really think, help to answer some questions about where dose escalation and where hormonal therapy may have their greatest impact. The first two studies are essentially dose escalation studies, the Zeitman study, 79-2 versus 72, and the Pollock study of 78 versus 70. Many of you know that the 79-2 and 70.2 are PTV doses, so the whole prostate received that dose, whereas the 78 and 70 are isocenter doses, so the actual PTV doses are about 5% less, or about 75-60 versus about 67. Nevertheless, when you look at these two studies, you see that the PSA benefit overall in the first study was about three times that in the second study. No survival benefits have been seen yet because, for the most part, these patients were on the lower end of risk. When you look at the patients in the Zeitman study, about a quarter of them were 7 or higher in terms of Gleason, whereas half were 7 or higher in the Pollock study, and the median PSAs were lower in the Zeitman study, 6.3 versus 7.8. So one way to interpret this is that the Zeitman study had more favorable patients, more likely to be localized, more likely to have dose escalation, have a bigger impact as reflected in PSA. And so one would say that as you get away from low risk, you may still have benefit to dose escalation, but to measure it by itself would become much more difficult because of the micrometastatic disease that can exist in higher risk patients. Low risk is where dose escalation will likely have its forte.